You are now roughly between Clark Hall, to your right, and the Chemistry Lab building, to your left. Begin walking between these two buildings, underneath the skywalk ahead of you. Clark Hall is home to the Chemistry Department. An annex that contains more laboratory space was recently completed. There is a Chemistry Learning Center staffed by graduate students and professors. Tutoring is free. Please walk to your right. The buildings to your left are the intellectual center of the university. Walk down the ramp or stairs and stop when arriving at the front of the building. The downtown library complex is now in front of you. The building in the rear is the Wise Library. It was built in 1931 and includes the West Virginia and regional history collections. The downtown library complex is a five-story, 124,000-square-foot structure designed for students who have been raised on technology. It offers a traditional library integrated with wireless laptop computers, desktop computers, group study rooms, and media-equipped workstations. The multimedia floor includes group study rooms with a 42-inch high-definition TV screen and connections for e-conferences. Two floors of stacks hold 348,000 books. The WVU libraries have 9,000 subscriptions and 2 million items on microfilm or microfiche. Through a book-sharing consortium, students have access to 26 million volumes. Students can check out cameras and other equipment. You can renew library books via a smartphone, and the library has posted QR codes to connect students directly to a list of available computers. There's even a coffee shop to provide caffeine. A glass-encased atrium with a skylight joins the new library with the Wise Library, named in honor of 1933 to 1934 student body president Charles Wise. If the library is open, feel free to pause the tape and walk inside and look around. Begin walking straight ahead toward University Avenue. The building to your left is Whitehall. Whitehall recently underwent a $35 million renovation. Our internationally noted physics department recently moved in. Faculty are working on searching for pulsars and helping to confirm Einstein's theory of relativity. The number of undergraduate physics majors has doubled over the last 5 years. Whitehall includes a clean lab with air filtering systems, laser labs, a rooftop planetarium, and an optical and radio telescope are included. Classes are taught on the lower floors, so sensitive experiments or equipment aren't disrupted by a class change. A small observatory and planetarium sit on top of its roof for student and public viewing. Please walk down the steps and cross University Avenue in the crosswalk. Please pause the tape until you are across the street. Directly in front of you is Colson Hall, originally built to house the College of Law in 1923. The names on top of the building are of prominent lawyers from the era when the building was constructed, including several Supreme Court justices. Colson Hall was renovated and reopened in 2007. WVU's English department calls this building home. Their writing center helps all WVU students become better writers. The office of the University Registrar is located behind Colson Hall. Students can register for classes, check their grades, and email their professors with our student web platform, The Mix. Every student and faculty member receives a free email account. Through Mix, students can check grades, send and receive email, register for classes, pay tuition and fees, keep up with student organizations, and find out what's happening on campus. Please continue walking back toward the middle of campus. As you walk up the sidewalk, you will pass Puritan House on your left, which is named for Daniel Puritan, who was university president from 1901 to 1911. This was originally the president's home, but the president now lives on the Evansdale campus in Blaney House. Directly across the street from Puritan House is Stuart Hall. This Gothic structure, named for Irvin Stuart, university president from 1946 to 1958, was completed in 1902 and is on the National Register of Historic Places. Stuart Hall was the first comprehensive library at WVU, but now is the site of the president's office, the offices of most of his cabinet, and the Office of Student Accounts, where tuition bills are paid. Please take a left directly beyond Puritan House and walk straight down the path to a set of stairs, which lead back down to the PRT station. Then cross a pedestrian bridge to Stansbury and return to your car. Pause the tape until you are back in the automobile and ready to resume the tour.